Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
We interrupt this program to waste some of your valuable time.
Coming to you live from the KOUG studios, it's TGIF Radio. This show is brought to you by the Internet, Electricity, and Mind Power. And now, with no agenda in mind, here's TGIF Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the highlight of your week. It is Friday. This is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend. I want to just fill everyone in on a little tradition that we like to do. Before we start the show, we say as many bad words as we can.
And this show is no exception.
No, not at all. Like, I just feel especially crappy today. I don't know what it is. It could be like an early onset of the flu, for all I know. So I'm going to be like the epicenter for everyone in the DJ program to get infected now. My bad. So sorry. Quit backing away.
I know.
You have to finish this show.
Yes, I know.
No matter what diseases are present. I swear it's not Ebola.
Okay, I was going to say, unless it's Ebola, then I'm leaving.
If you see blood coming out of my eyeballs, you just go away. I understand.
I think I'm going to have to beat you in some sort of high-stakes poker game.
What? I don't get the reference.
Casino Royale.
Oh, my God.
The tear duct that would weep blood.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was a weird part of that movie.
That was.
I think I may not have exactly been awake when I watched that, so I'm probably going to have to dive into that
again. It's okay. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but anyway, you can go ahead and call us at 360-546-9500. Tell me how to not feel like a piece of garbage. It'll be very helpful.
And don't just say, don't be a piece of garbage, because that doesn't help.
No, it's like telling a depressed person, hey, stop being sad.
Yeah, stop swearing so much. I thought you said Tourette's, not depressed.
No. But I saw something fantastic the other day. It was Tourette's karaoke.
That would be very interesting and very, very dangerous at the same time.
I can't play it here.
No. No, definitely not.
But if I could, I would be. Because, you know what? Maybe I'll go ahead and play it next week, because we're not going to be in this studio next week.
Stampede morning show.
Morning?
I work...
You expect too much of me.
I work until 12:30, so it's kind of hard to do it on Friday.
4 p.m. is when you start, though, so
that's true.
I figure sleep until noon.
Or do it just
get out of bed at 2, record the show at 2:30. Ta-da! Because I've set the studio up the night before,
yeah.
Which I've never done that.
No. I was going to say.
It always gets...
You better plan to start earlier, because we always start late.
Yeah, no, it's... You gotta give, like, it's the standard, like, family travel rule. You have to add 15 minutes onto your departure time,
mm-hmm.
For every family member that you have, but you also, for us, it's just a half hour extra for each person that's gonna happens to be on the show that day.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very important factor to consider. Today, I don't know if he wants to be specifically called out, but I know that he wanted to be here today. A consumer of cinema purveyor.
They're hog tie me, dear God, get me the heck out of here.
You're supposed to be, no, stay back.
What? This doesn't smell like chloroform, what the heck?
What does it smell like? Because there's a right answer to this.
What do you want it to smell like?
No, you have to... This is your own... You got yourself into this. You have to answer the question to live through it.
I just want to go home!
That is so loud. You never get to go home.
I don't even know what voice
that's
that was.
That's kinky, okay.
I don't know what voice that was either. It's just something dark.
No, you just turned into, like... I think you were, like, Scarecrow for a second from Batman Begins.
That could be.
Which, Daryl comes from us, he has a show on the KOUG network. Go ahead and pimp it really quick if you want to.
Hello, apparently now I am pimping my show, because apparently people say pimping.
Yes, it's a thing that white people say all the time to sound awesome. Or at least I do, but...
You're just Wonder Bread, I'm guessing. Anyway.
Wonder Bread, I don't get that, but anyway.
These are as white as they come.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if that picked up on the mic.
Well, it we'll edit that out.
Anyway, if you want less random stupid stuff like this, then I suggest if you have free time during between 10 and 10:30 on Tuesday mornings, you should check out my movie show, DB3 Movie Minutes, on which I talk about the latest movie reviews, news, and just movie-related topics that matter to me to that day. I do some latest reviews such as Birdman and Big Hero 6, and next week I'm hopefully, don't quote me, hopefully going to see the new Hunger Games movie as well.
I'm seeing that to... Oh, I'm turning down myself. I don't know what I'm doing. See, I'm a piece of garbage. Don't, I'm turning down the wrong mics.
Hey, just don't turn down. Wait, turn down for what?
Turn down for Satan. That's who. I don't know.
Yeah, we determined this about, what, a month ago?
Yeah, but I still don't know what it means.
Nobody knows what it means.
Wait. Do you mean turn down for what?
No. Well, you said turn down for what, and then
we decided what you turned down for is Satan.
Actually, I heard someone break this down. I'm not kidding. Someone said breaking it down is pretty much turn down for what? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's turned out for what is actually some sort of slang term in Britain, because it's done by, I think, a British DJ. It's actually kind of a way of saying not, like,
the
you know,
Brits
not...
started this horrible thing?
I don't know! And by the way, it's...
And yet another reason to go to war with them again. We found it! We can go ahead and just release the nukes now.
All I think is that if anything goes wrong here, I'm sure we can always go back to Britain. Britain's just that rebound girlfriend that's just gonna stay there no matter what.
They won't accept us. We've burned that bridge completely.
We have cheeseburgers. Everyone loves cheeseburgers.
The Brits might like them because they have crappy food.
They do make fun of us for putting cheese on everything. Just throwing that out there.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah. I forget that's something that they hate us for. Like, why do you hate cheese, guys?
Because it reminds them of France and nobody likes France.
So we're like an extension of France to them.
A combination of France and Britain together.
Oh my god.
Because we started out as British and then the French came and helped us out.
But look how awesome we are. That's my only takeaway.
We're what happens when you get along.
But anyway,
because we get along so well here in America.
I'm going to see the new Hunger Games tonight, and we are both supremely jealous of you for having seen Birdman.
It's actually playing in local theaters now.
I know, but like it was in Cinetopia last week, and now it isn't anymore.
What?
I don't know what's happening.
I thought I looked at showtimes, and there's like 5 theaters in the area that's actually playing it.
I will check right now.
Dude, it was in the theater just this last... it was in the theater Monday, like just this Monday.
Okay, if we're going to go with times for today, is that... Yeah, nothing in Cinetopia, man.
Oh my gosh.
You got to go all the way to Battleground to watch it now.
That's not bad. It's not a bad theater. But
I commute from Battleground every day. It is not that far.
We beg to differ because we don't live there. Therefore, our opinion is different. We must yell at you now.
Oh, we really want to go there.
No, we shouldn't yell because it's damaging to the listeners' ears.
Yeah, and we've decided that when we're on the show, our opinion is the only correct one, so.
Yeah. Oh,
so basically your Wikipedia.
No, not at all. Wikipedia has a very rigid standard, I'll have you know.
But we are the internet.
That's true.
We're just a Reddit comments thread.
Can I jump right into something, speaking of people being wrong?
Sure.
When you're mad at the world, anger inside you until it festers into a mental illness?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
No, you unleash it all on the internet, of course. This is therapy. The doctor is in.
Alright, I'm very lucky today because I have not one but two doctors in the room to help me out with this segment. You couldn't hear it because we don't have a third pair of headphones in here for some reason.
Can you turn these up?
No, it doesn't work when the mics aren't on. I don't understand it.
That's weird.
Okay, so this is our segment, Therapy, where I get really mad about something. And then you rant about it for a couple minutes. And then you try and help me figure out how do we solve this problem. So I have a supreme issue with people being wrong. Like if they're saying I try not to be the embodiment of an internet comments section, because if I am, I'm going to become like really racist and anti-Semitic at the same time. And being right along with those two things isn't exactly like the best pairing. You need at least 2 out of 3 good things in order to be, you know, awesome.
Just to balance it out.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, if you have 2 bad things versus 1 good thing, it's like, sure, he smokes meth and he doesn't have a car, but he makes a great souffle. You can't. That's not. It doesn't, they don't counterbalance each other. You can have 1 bad thing about you and that's it. What was my point? It was about people being wrong or something. So if someone is being blatantly wrong, it's really hard. internet comment style to really hard to not blurt out how wrong they are and just verbally chastise them until they're on the verge of tears, either from sadness of how wrong they've been their whole life, or them just like on their knees with their hands raised going, "Oh, glory to you, man who knows everything," which, you know, either way is good for me because I like drinking the tears of sad people, and I also like people praising me for things that I've done good. Now, there's a guy who, in one of my classes that I'm going to call out specifically, not by name, but I hope he finds out who he is sometime.
So, a shout out to that guy.
That guy who did that thing that one time that I really hated. There was a guy in my class, I do not remember how we got on this subject, but it ended up being part of a class discussion. He claimed that every time the president uses one of his modes of transportation, whether it's Marine One or Air Force One or his really awesome limo,
the Beast.
That's what it's called?
The Beast.
Oh, that's
what it's called.
Great. That's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
Just knowing that the president uses something like that in his everyday life that is also named something that awesome. Like, it's out of a comic book. It's just that cool.
Is a beast.
He claimed that every time the president was to use one of these pieces of equipment, that it would be torn down and put back together as a security check, and that we were spending billions of dollars a year as a result of this. I'm not sure if we're getting a call. Oh my god, this is so nerve-wracking. Let's try this. Hello, can you hear me? You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm all the way in Silverdale, and I lost the sound. Is it a tree down, maybe?
Not that I know of. Just try refreshing the player. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah, because
we're
still hearing ourselves.
Yeah.
You're hearing yourselves. Yeah, you are. Okay, do a good job.
Bye. All right, thank you. Bye. Right,
thank you for calling.
That was my grandma.
Oh, I was going to say. Oh.
Hi, Nana. Anyway.
I thought that was Elizabeth.
Who? No.
It sounded like her friend. Yeah.
Anyway, Elizabeth is our program director, for those who don't know. Mm-hmm. Shout out to her, too. What was I saying?
About people being wrong, President basically
said he claimed that we were spending billions of dollars a year tearing down and reassembling all the president's vehicles in order to, as a security check. One, that does not happen at all, dude.
Won't make any sense.
No, why would you take an entire plane, tear it down, and build it back up again in order to make sure that there's no C4 strapped to it? Oh, no! Why not just store it in a secure location instead, like we've been doing ever since planes have been invented and been used for the president? That makes no sense. And number two,
oh,
it doesn't make any sense financially either. I looked up the average price for your standard 747, your standard Boeing plane doesn't even go above $400 million.
Yeah.
So why would it cost billions per year to
because the idea is that
anyway.
How many times does the president fly a year? Plus, this Air Force One is very, very modified.
Yeah, it's modified, but I doubt it's still over $1 billion.
No, but billions of would mean they would only have to do it three times.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, no, he's wrong.
Yeah, so, okay, yeah, this is the part where I come to you guys, the doctors. Does the problem lie with me in not being able to resist telling people that they're wrong? Because I did go at it with this guy in class a little bit, but the conversation changed topics and we couldn't continue on it anymore.
I just asked for a source.
Well, I couldn't even get in there a question like that in edgewise because we decided to move on to the actual thing we're supposed to be talking about.
Yeah.
Or is the main problem with this gentleman who is filled with falsified information that just pains me to hear every time?
I think the guy was just an idiot, and you wanted to help enlighten him and bring him up.
No, I didn't want to help him. I wanted him to die.
Okay, well, you wanted to enlighten him and then go curl up in a ball and die because he was so wrong.
That's how enlightenment works.
Yes.
Like, you realize that everything you know is a lie, and then you just hide in a room for a week.
Yeah. Just
so
streaming
I'm right?
Disney movies.
So I'm right?
I would go, yeah, you're right.
Yay, Daryl. Verdict, Dr. Number Two, thank you.
I'm going to say neither one, and here's why. Only because, I'm sorry, I'm almost pure like, stupid be stupid. Just, if he really is that unintelligent, saying whatever to him is not going to change a thing. I know that because I work and talk to people who are like that. No matter what sources you bring up, they're like, well, this just sounds right.
Oh, believe me, we deal with many idiots at our work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're not even all customers.
No. That's definitely true.
No, all
walks of life.
I don't think you're in the wrong, but I think you probably should went out only because I just saw how you almost blew a gasket in the office right now. I can't imagine what you wanted to do to him in person. I'm literally almost concerned that you will potentially have your heart literally explode out of your chest from anger.
What can you prescribe me Vicodin for that?
Just give how me much you got? I can make something work.
I'm pretty sure like one Vicodin pill is like $30.
I'll just get a bunch of like in little pills, label a bottle with V on it. We'll see what it turns out.
That could be two different medications.
That could be many different medications.
How many can you think of that start with V?
Well, there's Vicodin, there's Valium, there's Viagra.
I'm surprised that Viagra was the third one. That would have been my first one.
Which actually, the latter two might probably be better because Viagra's a blood thinner and Valium is more of a calming down agent.
Oh, man, but I've had Valium before. We don't need this anymore, I don't think. But I've had Valium before when I was getting my wisdom teeth removed.
Yep. I think they gave me half a tab of Valium before I came in.
Yeah, I don't remember how much I got, but did you vomit?
No.
Really?
No, I've always had a really strong stomach, though.
I'm so special, aren't I? Because I puked out the window.
Wait, hold on. As someone who is probably going to get his wisdom teeth taken out next year or two.
All right.
Yes, fine. Anyway.
two or all four?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we're just going to do it all at once. That's what we're talking about. Just get it all done with. Don't drag it out.
Best way.
The part of there's something involving vomit here. Please elaborate on that.
Oh, well, I think this was
I despise throwing up.
Well, I think this was just me because I took the Valium before you went. Yeah, went into the appointment like you're supposed to.
Yeah, they give you a little Valium. They're like, here, take this about 30 minutes before you come in. That way you're calm and you're easier to sedate when you go in for your surgery.
It's clinically known as a chill pill.
Pretty much.
That's not true. But I took the pill and getting to the offices to get the thing pulled at the junction of I-5 and 205. Apparently, I do not remember this super clearly, we had to pull over and I had to vomit out the car's passenger window. So that was not so fun. But depending on the strength of your stomach, apparently this will vary.
Apparently. So, yeah, all I remember is, I mean, I was perfectly fine until we got to the place. I got out of the car and then I started feeling like I was really, really drunk. I mean, I found out what that feeling feels like later, obviously.
Yeah, because how old were you when you got your wisdom teeth pulled?
It was just after we graduated.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think it was just before for me. I think that might have been like in the spring of that year.
Yeah, I think we graduated and I got my wisdom teeth pulled like 2 or 3 weeks later.
Dang. Yeah, but
it was within a month later that I got my
All right,
cold.
So Daryl, out of 10, rate the strength of your stomach. Go.
I'm going to say Chuck Norris.
That's not a number.
So
we request whole real numbers, please.
Chuck Norris breaks all boundaries of logic.
He's a jerk. This. We don't accept him.
And kind of a hypocrite.
I am kind of going to, yes, I know he is, but I'm speaking to like 90s Chuck Norris, Texas Walker Chuck Norris.
He was still a jerk then, still a jerk now.
Okay, fine. Then I'm just going to go infinity. Why not?
Still can your stomach? Not, can that's you, all numbers.
Can
though.
You eat a bowl of chili while watching The Human Centipede?
That's a
potentially,
good
yes. I potentially am. I've never seen either. I mean, seen
that's,
either.
That's
I
never, probably
I've never
good.
Seen a bowl of chili.
I've never seen it, and I don't recommend it. I'm just throwing that out there.
If my dad
I'm
going to
watch
this,
it. I'm going to watch it someday.
If my dad, one of the biggest chili lovers out there, was listening, he'd be like, that's a freaking lie! He would be shouting across the radio whistle. I believe it or not, I'm just saying it's just because if I wasn't expected to do this, like if I was just casually doing that, I don't even think I'd throw up. I might just turn off the screen because I'm never one of those people who's just like, oh, I'm grossed out. I'm going to vomit. I've never been one of those people.
No, it's a bad first reaction to have.
True, but if you're saying, hey, we challenge you to do this, well, I think just to agonize guys, I'd be chugging that thing.
Yeah.
I'd be literally just scooping my mouth and just rewinding the most vile parts of the movie just to prove I can do it.
I don't believe the conditions would matter for me. I'd be able to finish that bowl of chili.
No, definitely. Especially depending on how good the chili was.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even bad chili. It's like the bad pizza scenario. It's tough to find pizza that you won't eat. Hasn't happened to me yet. I ate vegan pizza a couple days ago.
I think there was one pizza that I was like, after I finished the slice, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to finish this. Basically, the sauce tasted like they just used ketchup. It was like super, the cheese wasn't very good. The crust was just really floury.
Mm-hmm.
It just all around was bad.
You're lucky that you didn't get one of the frozen pizzas where the crust actually is the cardboard that they are supposed to put under the pizza. Like, they just forgot the dough, and it was a bunch of sauce on it.
In all the frozen pizzas I've had, I've never had that happen.
Me neither, but it has happened before. Yeah. I've seen evidence of it. Or it was a very convincing fake, which... You know what I like to do is sometimes when I see something on Reddit, I like to think of how easy it would be to fake the thing that they're posting.
Yeah.
Because Reddit isn't the best place anymore. It used to be great, and I still go on it because, like, once you have a heroin addiction, you never really stop.
Yeah.
There's always a chance you go back.
Even though you don't get quite as high, you still can't, you know, you don't want to drop it.
Yeah. But
you're a social tweaker, so to speak.
Social tweaker, right. And
we're trademarking that term.
Can I social tweaker?
I think that's good. Yeah, I think that's going on my Twitter profile. That's going in the bio. What was my point though? What was it?
I don't know. I never usually know what it is.
You used to go Reddit a lot.
Reddit's
changed.
Reddit has changed because I might be able to find an example of it right now, but it's just with crappy titles and content that is just really easy to it would be so easily replicatable.
Mm-hmm.
Replicable. Dumb. I can't believe I couldn't think
of
that
word. I
was
trying not to correct you.
Well, thank you. Because we know what happens when that. Well, actually, I'm not really sure how I would describe my reaction when I'm wrong about something and someone else corrects me. I think I like to think I'm generally passive about it.
I just think you just try and deny it ever happened.
yeah, I think that's a pretty easy strategy to take. But no, it's like it's stuff like people posting on Reddit, my girlfriend made this, or my grandfather was a World War II vet and he had this car. It doesn't matter who has it. Just post the picture of it, and if people think it's cool, then that'll work.
This sounds a lot just like Facebook now, because I don't go Reddit a lot, but just that posting stuff, I see it on my Facebook page constantly.
I think Reddit is just turning into Facebook.
Well, I think Facebook is just trying to become Reddit, because... No, just bear with me for a second here.
Oh, fine.
Because now people are constantly reposting pictures and articles and clickbait that pops up on Reddit. They're reposting it onto Facebook.
Yeah. Well, no, this cycle is even worse, because if we're going to go ahead and bring up Human Centipede again, it doesn't even originate at Reddit.
No.
But then that gets crapped into the mouths of places like BuzzFeed, and then that gets crapped into the mouths of people like Facebook, and then that goes into like 9gag, and it's a whole another circle of poop that I do not want
to
get.
It's a whole sub-centipede.
Sub-centipede. It's a human... It's an internet millipede in terms of poop.
Yeah. But,
That might actually be circular if you dig deep enough, depending on the content. Which, really gross.
Yeah.
I think that would just die.
You know, when I came on this show to think that we were just going to talk about random crap, this isn't necessarily... I didn't mean that literally.
I know.
It's more of a figurative speech.
You just got lucky.
Well, I got lucky with fecal matter.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
This is a hot button topic.
Okay, you winked at me like you were just trying to sell me a.
I didn't mean to wink.
Here's the thing: you have the same tone and voice, and just look like you're trying to pick me up at a bar. Like I'm just some chick who had too much to drink.
Hey,
you're like, yes, you did.
That's my showbiz face.
Showbiz face is that just takes care of drunk girls at a bar.
I wish it's
if,
a face that
if
I could,
you could go to a bar.
If I could go to the bar,
I play a lot of Grand Theft Auto. Okay, I know what a bar is.
But I also wish that, you know, I could just conjure that face at any time, because that it only really happens when I feel like I'm nailing it in terms of conversation.
And so you just have to get yourself in that mindset that you feel like you always are nailing it.
Yeah, no, that's impossible. Like, that's like constantly being happy all the time. You can't do that. If you're happy all the time, you are insane.
No, it's not that you actually are happy all the time. It's that you're good at faking being happy all the time.
No, I'm terrible at it, though.
Oh, see, I'm good at it. I grew up pretending to be happy sometimes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Those people scare me.
What, the people that can put
the
on
people
a happy,
that are happy all the time.
The people that can put on a happy face even when they're ready to jump across the aisle and kill you.
I No, no, not even just that. Like, because I know people, not going to name any names, because they're genuinely nice people. But they're just, literally, they're like, I almost want to do an experiment on them. Just, I mean,
like a Nazi experiment?
No, yes.
Or like a social experiment.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I'm just going to look at them and say, how the heck are you not miserable like the rest of us? But, no.
Oh, you just want to find out what makes them tick.
No, some people are just.
Which, again, is a Nazi experiment.
Yeah. I just think some people are just better at hiding it than others.
Yes, and I guess, yes, hashtag apparently I'm a Nazi now. Let's go with this. Anyway.
Do you have a Twitter?
No, I don't have a Twitter. I use Facebook.
That's a shame.
Actually, I use Facebook, Daryl Bivens, parentheses Movie Minutes. That is Daryl Bivens, parentheses Movie Minutes. You want to look at Movie Minutes 10:30 to 11 on Tuesdays.
Everybody's sending pictures of butts. I don't know why.
Screenshots from the human centipede.
Okay, if I actually get a picture of a butt, I don't know how I'll do it without... But just not. I know how that came out. But anyway,
can't take it back now. It's on the internet.
Too late.
Okay. Well. Okay. First,
this
off,
is permanent record.
No.
Dude.
No. So actually, yes. In that case, since I'm going from broke here, okay. What kind of butt is it now?
What kind of
well,
butt?
Well, first off, is it female?
Not necessarily.
You don't get to choose.
No. Like this.
Can I use my imagination?
When I say butts, I attribute no. I attribute no physical
do
attributes.
I know
it doesn't
the
even
butt.
Have to be human.
No, they don't. It could
okay,
be,
it could be a bear a... that's, you know, mooning you.
Yeah. Although we will, I will put a stipulation out that they do not have to be performing anything. Just no. Have it be a
now,
butt.
Wait. Now, by bear, do you just mean a slang term of a very hairy Eskimo woman?
Is no, that I mean a like
thing? I don't know.
I mean I'm like just, grizzly.
I don't know. If anyone who's an Eskimo out there, I'm so sorry to offended you.
Implying we have Eskimo listeners.
I love all Eskimos.
You have such high hopes for us. It's crazy.
You know what? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm of that mentality where I'm one of those people, especially my show. I'm going to be honest right now. I don't check who tuned in my show because I feel like I'll get depressed.
Oh, well.
No, I'm saying not because I'm not good, not because that, but because we are. This is just, it is a college radio station. I also listen to it. So I just like how they imagine that I just have millions of fans out there listening. They're like, oh my gosh, let's hear him gripe about Birdman. And not gripe, I love that movie. That's his first thing.
Who would gripe about Birdman?
It's you haven't even seen Birdman.
That's true. But I hear it's like the second coming of Michael Keaton and we should just embrace him fully.
And if you have any comments about, you know, if you're listening to us not at WSU, you can call us at 360-546-9500 and tell us about it.
We have a phone
tell us where
number.
You're calling from.
We have a phone number that we forget to say a lot. But it's there.
Well, we're just spewing the stuff out right and left. We don't have time for no phone numbers.
We don't need no... Yeah, no, we can't do this. No, we're done. No phone numbers required, I guess. I don't know why I went on this line. But the reason I thought of butts, to get back on that, is there's a video out there that I think is like the perfect embodiment of what Facebook has turned into. It's not... It means nothing to me anymore. The only reason I still use it is to promote this show.
Yeah.
If people want to get a hold of me, they can do it on Twitter, which, I mean, have fun reading those tweets because those are genius. The stuff I put on Twitter I would never put on Facebook because people I actually know are on Facebook and they, for some reason, have a completely different image of me than what I actually am. I don't know how that happened, but my point is this. I saw a video that showed a man sitting at a computer, arms outstretched with a wave of butts flying towards him. And that was a visual representation of what Facebook is now. I think it's very accurate. Daryl, thoughts?
Actually, yes. Kind of related to this. I actually like to... You see, when you start talking about the human anus, I started getting that's not derogatory. That's just what we have. We have anuses. Get over it.
We never said it was derogatory.
Everyone, moral of the story, you all have anuses. Get over it. Anyway.
Wait. Do I have an anus?
I gave you Uranus.
How did you do
Renee,
that?
You should probably go into the bathroom after the show and check, just make sure.
No, I don't have to.
Anyway,
I feel confident in knowing where all my parts are.
I'm gonna tell the moral of the story.
There's a moral to this? Okay, go.
Yeah, okay, now we're just a little something kind of related. When I think of butts, I actually think of just something my dad told me growing up once. And yes, I'm just thinking myself. I'll make sure I can actually say this on the radio.
Okay. Thinking about it.
I can say this. I can say this.
Good. Okay.
My dad told me once, I think several times, said, son, excuses are like assholes. Everyone's
nope,
got one.
No, you can't. Okay, we're fired now.
No, I can't say
no,
that.
You can't.
Yeah, I can.
No.
Yes, I can.
I don't think so.
No.
Well, we'll open this up for debate. Hey, yeah. Go ahead and call us.
No, you can't.
If you want to call us with that. A cease and desist, call us at 360-546-9500.
I check that up and down. I can say that.
Guys, I'm the only one in this room that hasn't broken the rules.
Hey, I hadn't signed the contract before I broke the rules, so technically mine's null and void.
You'd be such a great lawyer.
No, I did not break the rules. I checked it. I know what the words are.
If you're going by the seven deadly words principle, yeah, but television operates on...
We're not on television.
We're not.
I thought we were going by FCC standards.
That FCC regulates that, man.
I did not.
Which, I don't know. Why are we fighting about this?
Because I don't want to get sued.
We're not going to get sued.
You might just get, you know, your
We
show
can't get
off
sued.
The
this is the internet.
Yeah, that's not... I'll probably just get a slap on the wrist.
If somebody tries to sue us, all we're going to say is, come at me, bro, and nothing will happen because they've just realized, yeah, we just kind of realized how silly this is. Oh. We're going to just do a 180 right now.
No, I have a moral. I will not say that, though.
Okay, sure.
Fine. Everyone has one. Most of them stink. There.
Yeah. No, I've heard that before, and I think everyone's does. Not most of them. I think... It's a pretty stinky part of the body, as I understand.
You talk as someone from experience, Renee. Would you like to elaborate on this?
The only experience I have is with my own, and I'm pretty sure that it's a confined space, for one. Two, things exit that are not exactly pleasant.
Yeah, if the byproducts from it, the byproducts smell the way they do, then yeah.
Yeah, do not trust that opening. Set there's a joke about something else in there.
What opening are we talking about? The opening for a joke or the opening? Never mind. Let's leave it.
Like the black hole from Interstellar. Just you don't know what's going to be in there.
Thank you for actually seeing that.
Yes. That was. I had to make. I checked before coming on at the meetup. Made a quick check to see what kind of which movies had been seen and which ones we hadn't in terms of. Who had seen what? You did see Nightcrawler.
I was just about to ask on that one.
It was...
How much... We like to do a thing where we talk about a movie or a TV show as much as we can without actually spoiling anything. So if you'd go ahead and indulge us, but you're going to be doing it solo, so it might be kind of tough, but try it if you want.
Okay, it's not going to be long, just because I had a whole review on that, so I'm just going to kind of give you just a quick rundown, I guess.
Okay.
With no spoilers.
No spoilers. I'm not even... Basically, I guess the basis of the plot is pretty much the guy, main actor is Jake Gyllenhaal. He pretty
now
much...
Now that's a spoiler.
No, that's in the title.
I know.
The guy is about all the more specific you get.
Yeah.
Okay, no. I was saying pretty much... all I'm going to say is this. If you ever seen... the 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, like, you know, news, and you always wondered how they get that horrid image or what kind of, how they get that angle. This movie explores the guy who's all about that, who's willing to do anything to just get that image of the story. This movie, in one word alone, was uncomfortable, but I mean that in the best way possible. It's supposed to be uncomfortable. It's supposed to make you question these things. It really is great, just kind of satire while still kind of giving an outlook of what may just be kind of like the. But that may just be our cable news network. It really makes you think, and this is probably one of the best character studies I've seen in a long time.
In terms of, like, social profiles?
No, just in terms of, like, Jake Gyllenhaal's character himself.
You can just, like, call him Jake. I'm pretty sure we're all on a first name basis with him.
All right. Yes, I'm sure he listens to this daily. He's just in his room saying, gosh, I hope Lee talks about me today. If only, but yeah, like I said, Jake then is just, his character is just so interesting. You love knowing how he ticks, and it's one of those movies where you can't, it's not one of those films I'm going to go back in theaters right now and just see it again, but it's one of those things where I'm going to say right now, you need to check it out in theaters, and I will definitely check it out again, just if only to see how his character ticks, to kind of see the little things I might have missed from my first going. Jake sells it on his own. Go see it. It is not an easy watch, but if you're able to get through some of the graphic elements and just more just unsettling tone of the film, I think you're going to have a great time with this film.
If you have a stomach rating of less than 6, don't go and watch this.
In that case, I think I have like a 9. Like a 9, maybe 10. Maybe Centipede will break me.
Well, can
if
we...
you think Schindler's List is a popcorn movie.
It was for me.
Yeah, I'll admit to being the same. I was sitting down and I think I ate dinner one time watching Schindler's List. I'm like, this is a pretty good movie.
Not bad, as you wore your red sash on your shoulder. I think I tweeted something horrible.
If only
about
I had a
once.
Beige double breasted suit. No, no.
You're really embracing this whole thing bit where I call you a racist all the time.
Yeah, well, there's no point in arguing with a fool.
But
but I do pity him.
I'm pretty who? The racist?
The fool.
Oh, fine.
No pity for the racist.
This is an A-team reference. So
oh. Except for he never said that in the A-Team. It was,
oh, he never
it was
did,
Rocky,
did he?
It was Rocky 3.
He said it in Rocky 3?
I think Rocky 3 was I Pity the Fool.
Really?
I thought so.
What? Okay.
I haven't seen
weird.
Rocky 3. I know. I thought it was the Rocky that was had Mr. T, which would have been Rocky 3.
I thought
that,
Rocky 3 was the one where he fights the dude that's all, I must break you.
That's 4.
Is that? Oh, man. I haven't seen
it. I know
4
is the
movies.
One with the Russians. With the Russian. I know 3 okay. is the one with Mr. T. All right. And that's it.
And he fights Mr. T.
Yep.
Right? Okay. Yep. That's cool. Which one is the one where he loses?
I don't know.
Which we're not spoiling Rocky for anybody because it's
Statue of Limitations is long since passed.
It's like a million years old. Just like Stallone. He's an old guy.
I know.
I'm pretty sure.
I'm sorry. I just want to say,
no,
can
go
I
ahead.
Say a fun fact about Stallone that not a lot of people might know.
About Stallone?
Yes.
Okay.
That might a lot of people might know. I know it's true. I can't remember the name of it, but one of his first acting gigs. And yes, I don't want to cite taste, but I know this is true. I saw it before. Stallone actually, one of his first acting gigs, was performing, and I mean actual performing, in a porno.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Yes.
He did it because he needed the money. So
I heard the same thing about Gerard Butler. Or a similar thing.
I don't remember that, and I'm
know.
Not going to Google
no,
that now because we're on a campus network.
Yeah, no, and I haven't Googled that either, so I haven't confirmed or denied, but that's one I had heard.
I did see it on Reddit, though, which I guess that's one thing I have to give it. That I have to credit it for, and the other thing is also reducing my outlook on life, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. With stories like that, though, they usually have some sort of source that they got the information from.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not going to search for that.
Yeah,
let's
no,
see.
Definitely not.
Do you want to know the names, the name of the, wait a minute. No, it was just one. The name of the quote-unquote film
no,
he was,
I'm
he was
good.
In?
And I'm,
are you sure?
I'm scared that you Googled that on the network.
I
it's on Wikipedia. It's safe.
If you don't say it, I'm just going to look because I'm curious.
The Party at Kitty and Studs.
This is Stallone's?
This is the one that Stallone was in. He was paid $200 to do that.
You couldn't just go donate plasma?
I guess not.
Okay, please,
I'm
no one
sure.
ever suggests me to review this movie.
I'm
yeah, no, it's definitely not going in the suggestion box.
If I ever do, like, a... And now I know, because if I ever do some sort of tribute to a specific actor, I don't think I want to do Stallone, because someone's going to suggest me to review that movie. And I like to please the fans. Unfortunately.
Well, I mean, this could just be the one that you host offline, you know? I mean, not host offline, just not do on this station, because
do. I'll just have a midnight show. I'll just break into this office at midnight, say, okay, for all you boys.
Do you not have your own equipment? Because, okay.
No, I just, literally, I came to the campus orientation, and they're like, hey, we have a radio show. I'm like, I want to do it. You want to do it? Okay. And I have a radio show.
It seemed to go pretty well for you. Yeah, it was weird because, like, I walked in, and I was all like, I have been doing this. I have 3 years experience. Here is my resume.
Well, at the time, we had only had 2 years. We're coming up on 4 years, aren't we?
4 years is happening this January. We're gonna do something. It's probably just going to be cake again.
Probably but, ice cream cake. That's our usual norm.
Yeah. Actually, I need to figure out what day it is because depending on what day it is,
I think we might still be on break. Wasn't it early January?
What?
Wasn't it early January?
It was like the 3rd.
So we're still on break.
Yes. I know what we're doing. It's a party. That's what's happening. But yeah, I don't remember what my point was. But I think it had something to do with Stallone. He did that in 1970. So yeah. I'm pretty sure like maybe AIDS screening was not so awesome then, so maybe the plasma donation thing wasn't exactly an option for
well AIDS him. Didn't really start until the early 80s,
yeah, but
AIDS and the whole AIDS craziness.
I like to think that Stallone was forward enough of a thinker to have like predicted it and just had no maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but
I think you're giving him a lot of credit.
Sorry. Maybe the guy needs a break every once in a while when he's not doing Expendables movies. Which did
break
anybody
his leg, break his arm? No, that's really morbid. I'm sorry.
No, oh my god,
that's really morbid.
Did,
I'm sorry.
Did anybody watch the third Expendables movie?
Nope.
Because
yes.
Okay. We don't care about spoilers for this.
Yeah.
Tear it apart.
Okay. It's already on the internet.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Right now, I'm going to be honest. The last two movies, I liked them because I knew
the first one was crap.
First one was crap. The second one was very self-referential, and didn't take itself seriously.
No.
Here is the thing. I know they're crap, but you know what? I go into that. I go in there for just the cheesy one-liners. I go in for just some mindless action. If you know what you're going in for, you might enjoy it. I went in that with Sandals 3, and even with that there, someone who actually kind of enjoyed the first two, I was bored. I am not even kidding. Like, can you at least tell me this? Even if you thought those last two movies are crap, can you straight up say that the majority of the film was just boring? Or at least, even if it was bad, it was somewhat entertaining.
Even if you were going in expecting the explosions and stuff, which I imagine yes. were there, you were bored by those.
No, because it's just, I don't know how to explain it. Because, like I said, it has been a couple months. It's just, when I saw Expendables 3, it's just, I don't know, it doesn't have the same charm as the rest. Everything's just getting stale. And the acting.
Charm in an Expendables. You're so generous.
Yes, I'm generous. Okay, I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm allowed to have my few bad. We all have our guilty pleasures.
Yes, you are.
We all have our guilty pleasures, Mr. Centipede.
And I'm allowed to call them out. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I'm telling you, I'm going to watch it someday.
Your guilty pleasure's bulletproof, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't watch it very often, oh, but it's pretty. You know what? Someday you might watch this, but it's a movie.
It's Gary Busey.
It's a movie called Bulletproof starring Gary Busey. Pretty sure it has like a 4.2 on IMDb. The only reason we watched this movie is because we saw a 20-second clip of Gary Busey in this movie on YouTube.
Gary Busey and Danny Trejo. Come on.
Yeah, that's true. So the premise of this movie is he is a cop who used to be in the military, I think?
I'm guessing so.
Yeah, he used to be in the military, and he gets shot all the time because he makes reckless decisions, which is why he got the name Bulletproof. He has a jar on his sink full of bullets that he has pulled out of himself on the job.
It's like one of those, you know, the really big mason jars, and it's about half full.
Yeah. Main plot line of the movie is that a really super secret tank gets stolen by people that are like crosses.
Communist inspired guerrilla terrorists.
It's a very strange.
They did the shotgun method for the bad guys. Like, okay, who's the bad guys right now? The communists. Who else? The terrorists. Who else? Guerrillas. Okay, we'll do all that.
Yeah, let's just get people of all colors to play these bad people, and no one will be able to tell who's bad and who's good in this movie. But
it's a terrible movie.
The clip that we watched was from the very beginning of the movie. We were unfortunate to learn. We were hoping there would be kind of a build up to this. Gary Busey is climbing in the rafters of a warehouse that is storing a bunch of. I think it's just drugs.
It's a big weapons deal, I thought.
Weapons and drugs, sure, yeah. But Danny Trejo is talking to one of his henchmen down below, and he's snorting something, and he's all like, "Man, I just wish we had somebody good to shoot at. That's all." And the guy he's talking to says, "Yeah, but don't you know that?" That's illegal, and they both start laughing because that's so hilarious. And then they hear Gary Busey's shoes squeaking up in the rafters, and they look up at him, and Danny Trejo points at him and says, "The F is this?" And then Gary Busey yells, "Your worst nightmare, butthorn!" The guy Danny Trejo was talking to just yells, "McBain!" And they start running away, and Gary Busey's in the rafters, and he yells, "Yeah!" And then he jumps 20 feet out of the rafters, and
onto
then there's
these
a shootout.
Boxes, and then into a shootout, yeah.
We watched it for the word butthorn. That is
And then he uses it a second time in the movie. He's like, "Bird season's over, butthorns."
Yeah.
And then shoots like three guys with an Uzi.
I'm getting some paper out. I'm going to write this down.
Take it. It's, yeah.
No.
Seriously, I'm looking for ideas.
It's horrible.
It's hard to find, but I can get it to you. It's from 1988, not 1996. 1996 doesn't have Busey in it at all. It's like, who are these people? It's Adam Sandler and...
Instant No.
Yeah, but he didn't make the movie, so maybe you can give it a little bit more hope.
Adam Sandler?
No.
No, not the Adam Sandler one. Do not watch that one. We don't even know what that is, but we're pretty sure it's not even the same premise because this has to do with undercover cops.
Mm.
It, not even close to what Bulletproof is. Oh, Bulletproof has a 5.
Oh, wow. It went
on
up.
On IMDb. Yeah.
It wasn't a 4.5 when you got it.
Man, I think... No, I didn't rate it. 20 people have rated this.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, then it wouldn't take much to skew the average.
No, if we voted it a 10, like, we can probably bump that up to, like, a 6.3 or something.
Or at least a 5 point something.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, and there's I've found there's at least 2 reviews in here that have Butthorn in the title of them.
Which means that's the reason why people watch that movie, too.
Yeah. It's a strange movie, but it's out there somewhere. Don't buy it.
Don't know.
Just don't
no.
buy it.
Don't but waste.
I thought you just went off how greatly horrible the movie was.
Yeah, but this is not one that you want to support because... Like, you could tell it was made on a shoestring budget anyway, and they probably didn't care that they were making it. So it was just
a bad...
They just
were there to collect a paycheck.
Yeah, it was just a bad experience for everybody.
Way to put moral ambiguity into my reviews.
You're welcome.
One really, really bad movie that we still need to watch is Manos, The Hands of Fate.
You didn't watch?
I haven't
watched
seen it
that.
Yet. Is it pretty, really, really, really bad?
It is the...
There's a reason why it's considered one of the worst movies of all time.
It is the worst thing. It's in public domain, though, so you can get it for free without worrying about the feds knocking on your door.
Because even they don't want it.
No, nobody gives a crap about this movie. But it's really, really horrible. I'm not sure how I would describe the plot because there really isn't one. But here's something really weird. I don't remember if we've talked about this before. We might have. But there is an effort to get this movie restored to Blu-ray. Because some guy...
I'd probably buy it. I'm not going to lie.
You'd buy... No.
Okay, it depends on how much it is.
Your average Blu-ray, it's like $1 million now, right? So,
no. I mean, some... It looks like Walmart has their Blu-ray bins like $7.
Walmart has $7 Blu-ray bins?
Yeah.
That's still not good enough to make me go into Walmart.
No.
That's... I'm out. Sorry. But Manos, The Hands... Yeah, some guy just bought a box of films at a garage sale for like $3.
It had like original prints or something?
He found a work print of Manos, The Hands of Fate. But this was probably 2.5 years ago. Mm. I have no idea what the status of the project is now.
Yeah.
But I just want it to... I want HD horribleness to be streamed into my eyes as I just get completely sloshed while laughing at it. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's just a great... That's a great Saturday right there. Manos, The Hands of Fate and an entire fifth of something that tastes bad. That's a good weekend.
Yeah.
Daryl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted to flip it to you.
It reminds me of Hot Fuzz. It's like, how would you describe your perfect? Was it Saturday or Sunday?
Sunday.
I thought it was Sunday.
My perfect Sunday, which I thought the first 2 times that I watched that movie, I thought they were talking about ice cream.
Oh,
because there are different kinds of Sundays that you can get. You could get Sunday.
How do you know they weren't? Knowing them, they probably were meaning the ice cream.
I'm pretty sure you can, like... Oh, yeah, that's true. Because, like, everybody in the station is eating the ice cream.
Oh, man. I'm sorry. I have to say this. I could go for Banana Split right now.
Banana Split?
Banana Split.
Well, I've never heard of this strain of Banana, but we could probably just order this on Amazon, right? How would you spell this? Banana, I'm guessing.
Just like bland and banana, combine them together, see what you get.
Wait, don't say crap. Say that again. It is a village in Sri Lanka.
Balana.
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I'll eat that.
Let's learn all about it.
You'll eat Sri Lanka?
I'll eat Sri Lanka.
this is the shortest Wikipedia article I've ever seen.
Is it like one line?
Yeah. I'm not kidding you. Balana.
And how many of them are links other than Sri Lanka?
2. Balana is a village in Sri Lanka. It is located within Central Province. The end.
Which means that the one person with internet connection there went and created...
I can be relevant now!
Created a Wikipedia page for his town, but he didn't know what else to put.
Because there's nothing happening there.
One day this is going to be a vacation I take, just because I will say... Some people say, like, they've been to obscure places. I'm saying, I've been in a place you've never heard of.
I've been in Balana. It's a magical place.
It's like, oh my gosh, I found the key to everything. It's just, I come back. Primus, here's the whole thing. I imagine it'll be like a religious experience, so to speak. I'll come back, and I will just be the most handsome, skinniest guy looking ever. I will be able to find the cure to cancer and AIDS and everything out there. And I'll be like, what's the answer? One word. Balana.
So you'll find the gates to Shambhala.
Balana, through Balana.
Yeah. I don't get that.
It's right. Shangri-La. It's like a mythical city of, you know, like with the Fountain of Youth and you know, wisdom.
But what language is Shambhala?
It's the original text. I don't remember. It's one of the more older names for it.
Okay.
Shangri-La is more of a recent name for it.
Oh, all right. That we just made up.
Yeah, I think the British made it up in the 20s because it was, I think it's in like the India, the mountains in that area. What is it? The Himalayas.
The Himalayas.
Yeah, that guy. It's supposedly somewhere hidden somewhere in the Himalayas, but.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like this mythical lost city with infinite knowledge and youth and wisdom. And
you know what else is hidden in the Himalayas? The Yeti. It's a very serious thing that you have monster. To. Same thing, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because that would have been very strange if they just met each other and they're like, dude, why are you in my backyard? This is my backyard. And then they just kill each other and then we never find them. The end of that story, I don't know where I was going with
just
that.
Just a grudge match between these two things.
Yeah, I'd watch a Yeti and abominable snowman.
But they're the same thing, so a better matchup would be Bigfoot versus a Yeti.
Yeah, Bigfoot versus Yeti, or maybe Bigfoot versus, I'm blanking on the name of the snow creature that sticks Luke.
The Abominable Snowman?
No, in Star Wars. Empire Strikes Back, the one that sticks Luke's feet in the ceiling.
Oh.
Is there a name for that? Did they name that?
I forget what it's called, but I know there's a name for it.
Shoot. I'm not. Well, if I look up Wampa. Not Wampa.
I think it is a Wampa.
Is it really?
I think so.
No, I thought Wampas were those, like, you know, brown animals.
Oh, it is a Wampa. I was. Hey! Pulled it out of my butt. Yeah.
I was thinking Wampa, but I was thinking they were those little tan creatures on Tatooine.
Yeah, well, you're thinking of Womp Rats.
That's it.
Yeah. Which are not much bigger than 2 meters.
Yeah.
For, I guess. Which is a really big rat.
Why are you not... But if you're flying a spaceship fast and, you know, fast and low and shooting them with a little blaster cannon, that's a pretty good shot.
That's pretty... Yeah, that's all... It's all fun and games until one of them jumps 20 feet in the air and goes through your space windshield. Because everything in Star Wars just has space attached to the beginning of it. This is a very real danger.
I thought that was Moonraker for you. Everything in Moonraker was, ooh, space watch. Ooh, space gun.
Oh, yeah.
Space whatever.
I forgot that was the thing that I latched onto.
Everything was space something.
It's weird, like, the things that the human mind latches onto. Like, especially when making fun of things, it's not usually a good thing to pick one thing to stick to because it just gets old. But every once in a while, you'll find something that you can just harp on for hours and you don't get tired of it. Like this happened to me when my family went out for my mom's birthday. We went to the Cheesecake Factory somewhere in Oregon. I don't actually know where because I was asleep on the way there. We got there and it was like they had no lights. It's like we were just going off of residual light in that restaurant from other stores that were next to it. It was so dark in there. When we got a table after an hour and a half, the booth next to us, everybody at this table was using the flashlight function on their phones to read the menus.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody at that table was under 45, so maybe you can go ahead and pull the reasoning for that out of there. But it was still ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Food was great. I almost died, but it was...
I still have never been.
Oh, my... You will... It's so easy to kill yourself there. Just trying to fit two pieces of cheesecake in your mouth at once is a potential way to go.
I prefer to savor my cheesecake as I eat it.
Not here, you don't. You just want to order a whole one and just put your face in it. Face cake. Right there.
You just want to do like the little kid thing. Take the cheesecake, just lick the whole thing. Haha, this is mine.
Yep. That's exactly what I want to do.
I feel like you're both going to inhibit my obesity after this show.
Nope, this is not... not even crossing my mind. We don't bully anyone here unless they're wrong.
No, I know, but like, I mean, just like indirectly. Like, I'm sorry, and my mind just goes like cheesecake. And I'm just like, I'm not kidding. There's just the image.
Do you hear the word cheesecake, and then after that, you just hear, "Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination." I don't know why we're doing this.
Actually, I think I hear more of the Imagination Land song from South Park.
I don't know that one.
Either.
Okay, forget that reference. I'll kill you all later.
Sorry.
That's okay.
If anything, if anything, just what goes through my head, I'm not kidding. It literally just went through my head. I don't know why I thought this. I just thought, I don't want to wait for my life to be over. That's the first thing that came in mind. Oh my God.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty good.
I hate that song.
I do hate the song too, but it's a good thing to throw out there randomly.
Lily, it'll just be like me, just in a nice black dress with a beautiful blue wig.
I don't want to picture that.
You want this picture, Drew.
I don't want it. It's already in my head, but I can't hear fridge. It now.
Well, hang guess who's getting a Christmas postcard of a pretty cross-dresser making sweet, sweet nothings to a chocolate cheesecake.
I wouldn't call those nothings.
I call them everything.
Jesus Christ.
Okay.
More details? I can go deeper.
This is going to be some interesting tags for the show today.
I don't know what to write. I don't know. There's nothing.
Cheesecake man love.
cheesecake butts and stuff.
It sounds like the name of a really badly themed store.
Or just like cheesecake butts and Stallone porn.
Come for the dildos, but stay for the cheesecake. Butts and stuff.
That'll be the risky click for a lot of people.
I don't know why. I just think come to the cheesecake for the Rocky.
I'm dead.
Oh, we love to toe on that line, tiptoe and tap dance on that line, don't we?
I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Ow.
Oh.
You know it is possible to die from laughter.
Yeah.
Okay,
since random tidbit of random acts of dying, 1900,
God.
The third leading cause of death was diarrhea.
That's not funny.
Just like Oregon Trail, where I haven't played a lot, but I keep hearing that the average death was death from dysentery.
Well, that's the most, oh, you died of dysentery. That's the most famous common one.
Seriously, you see in, I know we don't have a lot of time, but you see in movies where people just die in most epic ways, defending their friends, defending what they love, having the most epic sacrifice. I just see myself, I would literally be that one guy in any scenario who just dies from dysentery.
I want to provide an example, the greatest example of someone dying from laughter before we close this down. One ancient account of the death of Chrysippus, I can't say it, 3rd century philosopher, said that he died of laughter after he saw a donkey eating his figs. But the reason he was laughing is because he was drunk and trying to do it. And apparently that's
so
funny
how
enough
did he
to
write
die
that
from.
He died laughing?
No, someone else died.
Okay.
Ancient account of...
Thing. Okay.
Okay, but I think that's a great way to go. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TGFRadio. We're also TGF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not and we want you to at TGFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links for iTunes and RSS are at TGIFRadio.com. Things you guys want to say before we shut this down?
We got our once per episode reminder that hoverboards are coming September 2015.
All right, Gerald, you have 30 seconds.
Movie Miss. Watch it. I... complain about movies. I would say other things, but I don't want to have a scenario as of earlier.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Watch my show, please.
Yes,
you'll find Jesus.
And no guarantees.
Hashtag you may find Jesus.
Thank you for coming in. We'll be back next week, but not here. We're gonna be doing it at my house because
bedroom studio.
Hell yeah! All right,
with Ben.
Party on, everybody. Oh, he's here.
He's gonna be back either today or tomorrow.
Yes. All right, party on, everybody.